Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Congresswoman Shelley Berkley will be here. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Kroll, Verita Black Prothrow, and Connie McMullen. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Put some tax.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it. Swindle fraud and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a food, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Shelley Berkley, Democrat of Nevada, District 1. Congresswoman, you came out very strongly this week in favor of the Constitution when discussing the Muslim Cultural Center near Ground Zero. Would you please elaborate on that?
I'm pretty comfortable being in the same camp as John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington. This is relatively simple. When I was elected and sworn into Congress, I raised my right hand and I said as part of the oath that I would protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. The First Amendment of the Constitution provides for freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition our government, and I am supporting the Constitution when it comes to this issue. As long as the zoning is appropriate and as long as the funding mechanism is appropriate, this mosque is being built on private property, two blocks away from Ground Zero, and I do not think the government ought to be involved in this decision-making process.
What about the feelings of the people affected by 9/11 in that area of New York?
Well, we were all affected by 9/11, and I don't think there's a single American that will ever forget where they were when this horrific attack on our nation took place. And there are thousands of families that were intimately involved in this, and they lost loved ones. And obviously, the sensitivities that we all feel, not only for the attack on our nation, but for the individual families that were directly impacted, is something that needs to be taken into consideration. But what we're talking about here is constitutional protections afforded all Americans. Now, I don't take a backseat to anybody, Sam, when it comes to our war against terrorists and terrorism. I've been very outspoken, as you know, in my support for the state of Israel, in my support for the American military and our troops in this ongoing battle that we have, and very outspoken against Islamic fundamentalism. But in this country, we have freedom of religion. And with my background, given the fact that the religion that I'm part of is only 2% of the American population, I depend on the protections of the First Amendment in order to practice my religion in an uninhibited way without the government telling me what I cannot and cannot, what I can and cannot do. I cannot, given my own religious background, not protect other minority religions in this country.
I was recently in Israel and Egypt, and as you pointed out, you are an expert on the subject of the Middle East, and you certainly get a different perspective of what goes on in the Middle East by being there on the ground. Why do you think that Hezbollah, while amassing more weaponry than ever, has chosen not to attack Israel at this time?
Well, I'm not sure that they, you know, timing is everything. They have, in violation of UN Resolution 1701, which said that Hezbollah cannot rearm and there cannot be more missiles on the border between Lebanon and Israel, that's the northern border of Israel. Hezbollah has not only rearmed and replaced the missiles that they used against Israel in the Lebanese war a few years ago, they have tripled the number of missiles that they have ready to be aimed at Israel. As you know, Hezbollah is entirely supported by Iran. It's a terrorist organization, and the United Nations is shirking its responsibility by not enforcing its own UN resolution, and we're going to rue the day that we haven't stopped this, because if Iran decides that the time is right for Hezbollah to attack Israel, I can guarantee that's exactly what they're going to do.
Do you not think, though, that the fact that Hezbollah has gotten involved so much in the political process in Lebanon, that's one of the reasons why they don't want to stand a loss? Because no matter how much weaponry they have up there, I think ultimately you and I would both agree that Israel would win if there were another fight.
Well, remember, the last time there was a war between Lebanon and Israel, it was pretty much of a standoff, and the entire world was astounded because everybody assumes that Israel can take care of itself. When you have thousands, and I'm talking thousands, Sam, missiles aimed at Tel Aviv, Haifa, and other areas in northern Israel, there's just so much that the Israeli population can absorb. There were Israelis that live on the northern border of Israel that were in underground shelters for 34 days in a row. When they came out of those shelters, they expected Israel to have won that war. Israel did not. Hezbollah is being supported by Syria, who has pretty much taken over Lebanon, and Syria is being supported by Iran. And this is the very reason why the Iranians cannot be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. It will change the balance of power in the Middle East, and it will have extraordinarily dangerous consequences, not only for the state of Israel, the entire Middle East, including the Arab world, the European world, and the United States of America.
And that's where we have to leave it for this segment. We'll be right back with more with Congresswoman Shelley Berkley when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. Congresswoman, I was fascinated by the security in general and at the airports in particular in both Tel Aviv and Cairo. No taking off of shoes to go through security, for example, intelligent questions being asked of passengers to see if they would become nervous, multiple checking of documents, full-body pat-downs of a dozen people at a time by male and female security guards. Why does our airport security in the United States seem like a jobs program rather than a security program? Your thoughts on that?
Well, we've come a long way in this country since 9/11. I don't have to remind anybody, including you, Sam, that there was a time that you would run through the airport, jump on the plane just as it was leaving the gate, without any security, without any checking. And unfortunately, we learned the hard way that this is a dangerous world and the United States is not immune from terrorism and terrorist attacks. The State of Israel and Cairo, Israel is located in a very dangerous part of the world, and they have learned from experience that they cannot be lax when it comes to their security. And so they very intelligently, there's no country like Israel when it comes to security going in and out of their country and on their borders. You're quite right. When they ask you questions at the airport, they're intelligent questions that are designed to ferret out anybody that is there inappropriately or has mischief on their mind. And there are questions that you have to answer. And if there's a concern that they have in response to their questions, if your answers aren't appropriate, they're going to pull you out of line, they're going to check you, and nobody expects any different.
But I guess my main point here is that, you know, we're still taking off our shoes here in the United States. We're not doing that in any part of Egypt, yeah, at any of the airports there. We're not doing it in Tel Aviv. How come that their security can accomplish this?
Sam, we still have a long way to go in this country. As you know, I'm in the airports quite often because I fly back and forth to Washington every week. So I'm in the airports twice a week, every week for the last 12 years. And we are very amateurish. I mean, we're worried about liquids and nail clippers, and they're looking for terrorists. And, you know, right after 9/11, I was in Israel. Following March, so about 4 months after 9/11, and I was talking to the head of the IDF and the head of the Mossad, which is their intelligence arm, asking them, what is it about American security that you would counsel us on? And they said, the difference between your security and our security is you're looking for nail clippers, we're looking for terrorists. And I think that hasn't changed much since 9/11, but I have to tell you, Sam, our security system has, in fact, foiled a number of possible terrorist attacks in this country. Do I think we should be doing more as the Israelis do? Yes, I do. But do I think we've come a long way? I do indeed.
All right, let's change topics. Lindsey Graham was saying the other day that he feels that immigration reform doesn't stand any chance and probably won't even pick it up again until 2012. The president just signed the Southwest Border Security Act at a cost of $600 million. Is that enough enough with what he's doing there, or should we be doing more?
Oh, Sam, this is an issue that we have been kicking the can down the road for the last 20 years. We should have addressed the immigration issue in this country 20 years ago. It is getting worse by the day, and if we continue to kick this can down the road, it's not getting any better. And the United States Congress has got to step up to the plate and do our job, pass comprehensive immigration reform that has border security, which is very important. You have to know as a sovereign nation who's in your country legally, who isn't in your country legally. We need to improve our guest worker program, and we need to develop some sort of comprehensive immigration reform, not amnesty, but figuring out what we're going to do with the 12 million people that are here illegally. You can't deport 12 million people, you can't jail 12 million people, and you can't shoot 12 million people. So until we come to grips with this, we're going to see more and more states like Arizona passing their own laws because they're in a crisis situation. And unless we want to be grappling with 50 different laws in 50 different states, it's time for the United States Congress to do our job. But let me make a caveat to that, Sam. There are certainly enough immigration laws on the books right now for us to enforce border security. If we really were serious about this, we'd be enforcing it. We don't need more laws as much as we need to enforce the ones that we have.
Last time you and I talked, you told me that your phone was ringing off the hook to run for John Ensign's seat in 2012. Are you still thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it. Look, right now I've got to get through the 2010 election. So I've decided that I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about a possible Senate race in the future. Let me win my reelection. And you know, these are very volatile times, so this is an important election for me. And then after the election is over, I'm going to see what's in the best interest of my family, what's in the best interest of my constituents, and what's in the best interest of the people of the state. In Nevada. Then I'll make up my mind.
Okay, quick question, quick answer, please. Would you run if Dean Heller was the opponent?
I don't think it would matter who my opponent is. I think there's going to be a number of people on both sides of the aisle in both parties that would set their cap on that Senate seat. Senate seats don't come up very often, and I suspect there'll be a very robust campaign and primary on the Republican side and possibly on the Democratic side as well.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, Congresswoman. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! Ah! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
On the next Face to Face, Dina Titus and Joe Heck are neck and neck in the polls. Titus talks about the campaign and more. Plus, Metro Police kill an unarmed man during a drug raid based on a faulty warrant. We'll preview Friday's coroner's inquest on the next Face.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
The odds of this daughter of a clergyman spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. Of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org.
It started with a little pain in my knee. Now my joints hurt so bad I can hardly walk. What's happening to me?
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus?
This
segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by a great Power Pundit panel held over from yesterday. Farida Black Prothro is here, Business Development Manager for Nevada Arrhythmia Services. Bob Kroll is the Mayor of Carson City, and Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum. Now, you were all here for the Sharon Engel interview, and I wanted to go around the table and get your thoughts on what you heard and how it might or might not affect the campaign.
It was pretty much the same, Sharon. I think it's really interesting how the dialogue has changed about Social Security recently, but I think it was pretty much Sharon.
Well, I have a kind of a different take, not particularly related to the substance of what was said, but the format of the interview. I think in today's world, it is difficult to get a message out when you've got newspapers, TV, internet, and a whole myriad of ways of communicating that, you know, and on the one side can be very good. On the other side, it is very difficult to get a message out. And so, you know, what I found intriguing about it was that, you know, not to pat you on the back, Sam, but it's nice to have somebody ask a question and allow someone to really answer, whether you agree with the answer or you don't. And I think that's important in today's political dialogue, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with what the candidates say.
Connie, I thought it was interesting that Sharon, who has always taken very strong right-wing positions, was now backing up and painting herself more toward Reagan and saying, well, if you agree with me on 80%, then I'm okay with that.
Yes, she did go there, didn't she? And I think that she has toned herself down quite a bit. She's grown a lot since the first time that she has had an interview, and you did a very good job in allowing her to get out some of those answers. Whether we disagree with her or not, she did express herself on a multitude of issues.
One of the things I thought was interesting was her response to just the large amount of money that is owed Social Security. I mean, it just seems to me impossible that you would be able to put that much money or take that much money out of the current account, as it were, without having to borrow more money from China to do so.
Well, I don't think it's possible.
Well, I think, you know, and the other side of that is that, you know, we talk about Social Security not having those funds. I mean, they're IOUs. They're an IOU. I mean, but really, it's the full faith and credit of the United States behind it. And, you know, I don't look at that as being, personally, I don't look at that as saying, you know what, we're 2.5 million short. I mean, it's the government.
It's trillion.
Trillion short. 2.5 trillion short. At some point in time in this world, in our country, we have to rely on the fact that, you know, we do live together, and it's a common government, and we have to have faith in our government, and we have to have faith in the ability to produce an economic environment that makes us all benefit.
But so, I think we have to have a political environment, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, that fosters that, and right now we don't. It's so caustic. And I think as long as you have a political environment that is so partisan and so nasty, that I think that it's going to continue to impact our economy in a negative way. But I do agree with you.
My problem with the interview was she didn't give me any sense of what would happen to Nevada. When you pick an issue like seniors and Social Security, I mean, that's an automatic hot button, just like God and religion is. When you get down to the basics, those people who are drawing, the average person drawing Social Security, maybe makes $15,000 a year. They can't sustain just on Social Security, and that fund was never meant to be. But those people are, by and large, also Medicaid eligible, and that is a budget that is highly impacted by our state and was not discussed.
Well, and I'd like to hear more about B and C. She really didn't answer what those B and C programs would be, and they were probably things that would support people who are on
low
Social
income.
That are disproportionately impacted when we talk about things that are not necessary. Well, you know, eating's pretty necessary, and so you have to look at the whole picture.
On the other hand, you know, I think that, you know, I think campaigns go through a metamorphosis where you talk, each campaign talks about the other. Now campaigns are starting to talk about what their particular vision and what their particular concepts are for the, what they're going to do in office, or where they think the country or their states ought to be going. And so, you know, I saw that kind of transition in the interview today, or yesterday.
One of the things that was interesting to me was in speaking to a couple of Republican consultants, they said that they would just rather see Harry Reid gone. They don't care whether Sharon Angle comes in and does a good job or a bad job, because if they don't like what she does, then they'll get rid of her in 6 years.
Well, that's too bad, because if she comes in, she's just going to be a one-person vote. If President Bush couldn't change what happened to Social Security, how is she?
Your thoughts?
Well, whether it's called privatization or personalization of Social Security, I think that people need to be extremely cautious about the people that they elect and what their plans are and what their philosophy is about different programs that are really going to impact them. And I think as Nevadans, we have to really be careful about philosophy. Is it going to be an ideology that drives the day, or is it going to be about Nevadans, Nevada jobs, and Nevada business and industry?
Well, you know, I look at it just, and we have just a few seconds here, but from a practical point of view, when we look at what happened to the nation's 401k plans, do we really want to take money from Social Security and have that invested privately as well?
Probably not, but I think that, you know, it doesn't hurt to have the dialogue, but at the end of the day, you know, Social Security and Medicare are issues and are part of the, you know, have become part of the fundamental bedrock of this country, and we need to do what we can to protect those.
Or another way to put it, we like our entitlements. Yeah. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
They want me to send my gold in a what?
A mail-in gold company recently partnered with a few major retailers. Their price for this gold, $870. Our cash to you, $1,100.
In just a few minutes, I made an extra $230.
I'm Alan Rowe, owner of Northern Nevada Coin. If you have unwanted gold jewelry, gold and silver bullion, or a collection of rare coins, come meet my team and see how easy it is to get the most cash. Same gold, more money, less hassle. We look forward to serving you.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorneys David Houston and Scott Freeman every Sunday afternoon at 4:30, right here on KRNV News 4. Every year, thousands of people descend on the Black Rock Desert to celebrate art, self-expression, and community. This week, we'll talk to Ray Allen and Andy Grace, two people who help keep the Burning Man Festival going strong. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. So join Houston and Freeman each Sunday at 4:30, here on KRNV News 4.
It's a joyful sound. Presenting Voices, the ultimate gospel choir collection on two CDs for just $24.99. I sing the call. I sing the call. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then review other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now to get Voices on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-587-6644 to order Voices, the ultimate gospel choir collection, for just $14.99 plus shipping when you use your credit card. Call now or order online at timelock.com/voices.
Among the guests coming up next week, Congressman Dean Heller and Pete Gokuchea. He's the Assembly Minority Leader. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.